Triple M's Ruined It's for Breakfast for the Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au.
104.7 Triple M.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Dead Set Legends on Brekkie, of course, filling in for Ruined It's, who are away for a couple of weeks. We are into week two, gents, and with me again this morning, Andrew Jarman and Bernie Vince. Good morning, lads.
G'day, boys. G'day, Jars, Blue.
Good morning.
Good weekend. How'd we go? Enjoy the footy? Two losses for our clubs here, Jars.
No, I didn't enjoy the footy whatsoever.
No.
Well,
that was just
all.
A question.
No, well, I didn't enjoy
Thanks
it at all.
Answering.
Yes, Gradley Crows were very average yesterday, and Port Adelaide got found out by a quality side.
Brisbane, very good, weren't they?
And then knucklehead from Melbourne brings the camp gate up again.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're going to touch on that.
I want to be in Port and McClure.
Yeah, I've waked him before, that bloke. He needs another whack.
Anyway,
physically,
we'll
I think, this
that.
Time.
Now, Bernie, you had the day off yesterday. Anything exciting for you?
Yeah. Nah, not too much, mate. Just went around to a mate's house for lunch. Watched the footy. Mm. A couple of beers, but I was looking after little Harvey, so I was driving, so not too many. But had a bit of fun last night working out the show, boys. We had in that group message.
Well, I was going to bring that up.
Well, I just explain to the family. We're involved in a group.
Okay, so we've got a WhatsApp group between all of us. WhatsApp group.
Yeah,
we don't have to. The Moving Beast, you've called it, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Anyway, we get a bit of banter going, but you boys got very nasty with me last night. Seriously, I went to bed sucking my thumb in the fetal position. I was so upset. And you gang up on me, don't you?
It was bullying.
You started on Burn.
You did. You said you should have left both clubs in a better position. Yeah. You even put the fishing rod with a fish on the end of it, saying you're fishing for something, and we came back hard. And I wanted you to go to bed. In the fetal
position.
Burn did
leave the Crows and Melbourne in a better shape when he left.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Compared
but geez,
to what you've done
turn.
At the Redbacks.
Yeah, they've been... They're still scarred.
Laughing stock.
Well,
of
I did
cricket.
Mention at least I won something with my.
Oh,
team. So he's still going.
He's still going.
That's where he wants it all to stop, and then he keeps it going.
We weren't going to go
here.
Into the specifics.
Yes, we are. I'm going to
so...
race them out.
No, why not?
Yeah, and you piped in too, old sugar lips.
I had to be the moral compass here.
Moral compass.
You're sugar lips anyhow.
No, we haven't even said
what we're doing on the show.
No
How'd
one
Robbie
cares.
Gray go, Bluey?
No
Glenn
cares,
Robbins
Bluey.
Is coming up soon, and Limo on the way as well.
Honestly.
Ruined It's top three things you need to know.
If we fall so hard, we ain't even poke be here. Fall so hard since we here. Sony right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm libo to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, game six.
Yeah, grab my crutch.
There he is, Kanye West. The next president of the United States of America.
He's going to run.
He's running.
Yeah, he's put his hand up.
What?
He's worth $1 billion.
Oh, he's worth
a billion. Yeah, that's his net worth, $1 billion. So
put his hand up.
Thoughts?
He's a late runner, so he's zero chance, isn't he?
Zero.
But we
surely.
Thought probably a lot of people thought Trumpy was not much chance either. But
are they a laughing stock, America? Like even just these people being able to run for president. What's the go with that, Jars?
Oh, anyone can. If you got money and you got some wealthy backers, you're a chance. If you've got the time, because
in the biggest country in the world,
you
can do it. You've got to have money. That's it. You can be the poorest decision maker.
Same here.
He hasn't got a party though to back him, so he's going in.
Yeah, he has.
Which
he
party is that?
It's called the Westie Party.
Westie.
He could throw a good party with $1 billion.
So you're saying he's got zero chance?
Oh, no chance. And the
African Americans will vote for him.
I reckon he's got a sniff for some silly reason.
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right,
Burn.
Well, we'll follow that one with interest.
What are you shaking it for?
I don't think they even like him. He's the most polarizing person since Andrew Jarman.
I'm not polarizing.
I think he's running his own marketing campaign by doing
enough.
It. But anyway, now everything opened back up in Adelaide, boys. The nightclubs were open, and I think there were just people everywhere by the sounds of it.
Yep. Shawnee, you went to Hindley Street.
Yeah,
11:30
Saturday night. I was heaving. I have never seen so many people in one place in my life. There were lineups to every single club. Not just little lineups, massive lineups. Right. People almost piling on top of each other, hugging and kissing. And
where were you? Where'd you go?
He was hugging and kissing.
Just walking down Hindley Street, just perusing.
Were you with a friend or anything?
No, I just had to pick up something. Oh, no, actually, no, sorry. I had to pick up someone.
That's all I'm saying.
Story.
That's all I'm saying.
You're lying.
What are you doing at like 55 years old walking down Olney Street at 11:30 at night?
I was telling you.
I'll tell you what happened. He's driving along in his car and he's seeing everything.
No.
Good question.
Each to their own, of course. Now, was everyone behaving themselves, Murph, or not? Yeah. Like, seriously?
No.
Was everyone...
Seriously, they were so close together. I reckon the punch-ups happened because so many people...
Getting frustrated.
Were just frustrated not getting in. So,
We should do a Harney Street. One night we should go down Harney Street.
What even? On a horse.
Like you used to.
Horse and carriage.
All right, now, Greg.
Yes. What about this guy?
This is funny.
Yes, Luke. Now, this gentleman has to get out of a fight with his wife, he is faked having a heart attack, this dude. Oh,
come on.
So, and he's gone through with the whole thing. Like, not only did, his name's Luke, get an ambulance to hospital to go through with all the testing, medical procedures, but then he milked it for another 2 weeks at home. So he stayed in bed, rang the bell for his missus. Bring me a drink. Give me an orange juice. So anyway, he's come clean 8 years later. So I don't know what his wife thinks of that one, but that's a bit rough, isn't it?
There's his biggest mistake, coming clean. If you stick with it for that long, you can't come out and say, hang on.
Have you tried? Have you done something with Catherine?
No. I mean, the only thing that I do from time to time, not to get out of a fight, like we just let it rumble, like get it over and done with, and then we're pretty good at getting over it. But occasionally, I might have told a little white lie about saying that work might go on a little bit longer, and I just... Go down for a
drift
bit of,
off to the golf club.
Just drift down and see, a little bit of golf practice. But that's, just from
that's
time
terrible
to time.
Doing that, Catherine.
What about you? You and Maz?
There was one moment there where Maz and I, we rarely fight because we're just on the same page all the time.
What page is that?
On this particular occasion, I knew I was getting done, so I pretended to have concussion, so I went down and screamed at him.
That'd be easy for you to just appear a bit vague and
so you got concussion without being hit in the head.
Yeah. So delayed concussion.
Oh, I just got concussion, Maz. Leave
what
me
about
alone.
You, Byrne?
No, I never lie.
Oh. 133353 family. Get on the phone. How did you get out of a fight with your loved one?
Yes. What have you faked?
What have you faked to get out of something?
Come on, share it with us. So we've got a great prize too.
Have we?
Lunch with jars.
Faking illnesses or faking injuries, anything like that. 133353 at Triple M.
Luke faked an actual heart attack to get out of a massive fight with his lovely wife. How did you get out of a fight with your lovely wife or partner? Greg from Holden Hill joins us. G'day, Greg.
G'day, boys. How you going?
Good, Greg. What did you get?
I played in a lower grade of cricket for one of Greg Blewett's old clubs, and I was having a bit of a trouble at home and then went to cricket this day and a bit scared to go home afterwards and got on and had a couple of beers afterwards. And anyway, I finally made my way home and it was pretty late at night, about 11:30 or so. And then my wife said to me, well, where have you been all day? What have you been doing? We need to talk about what's happened, And I said, oh, look, love, we had a draw in the cricket and then we had to play a night game afterwards. And it wasn't very good when I got home. She's usually a lovely, nice and peaceful lady, but didn't not a great cricket follower. No. So, she sort of, okay, well, then I went to bed and that was the end of that. But Greg's a, he's a supporter of the Para Hills Cricket Club, and that's where it was up on the bottom oval at Para Hills, unfortunately.
and your partner didn't know that there were no lights at the ground?
No, she didn't. She said, oh, let's say there was a lot of cricket on TV, like night games and things like that. And she said, well, okay, well, we'll talk about this in the morning, I might have partaken of some refreshment that evening as well, but then
very good. Good on you, Greg. Thanks for your call, mate.
133353. Get on the phone. Share it with us.
If you've ever faked an injury or an illness to get out of something, maybe something at work or
a white lie,
get out of a fight with your partner, give us a call now. 133353 on Triple M.
Yeah, we're talking about what have you faked to get out of something, and Bluey, you'd know my stall. This is, I sort of push the boundaries a little bit when I'm playing golf. When you've just finished, I never check my phone while I'm playing, but I get the phone out when I'm finished. Obviously, want to go into the clubhouse for a couple of quiet ones after. What time will you be home? And you send through, geez, it's slow out here. On the 15th, yeah. That gives you about 45 minutes to get in, put a couple in and have maybe a bit of a feed with the boys. That's probably as far as my lying to Abby goes.
I'm so with you there, Bern.
Yeah, it's very good. But, Jars, you haven't been completely honest with us.
Why is that?
I remember a story about you. You said to Maz, oh, I'm just going to pop down and get the milk.
Oh, don't bring
And you came back 3 days later.
Three days later.
What happened?
You blown it out of all proportions. It wasn't 3 days. It was solid.
What was it?
No, nah, don't bring that story up. It doesn't go down well when I go back home.
It wasn't
3 days.
Was it Zymel milk? Is that why you took so long?
Zymel milk.
Long life milk.
Let's get limo. Let's talk sport.
No, we want to delve into
this. Come on, let's go. Adelaide Crows remain winless after five rounds in the AFL. They went down by 20 points to the Dockers in yesterday's game. A frustrated Matty Nick saying there is going to be some positives coming out of the game, but also there's going to be some negatives. And here he is talking post-game.
So many good things, but the things we didn't do outweighed, unfortunately, in the end. They got their mojo going in the last quarter and we weren't able to fight back. It wasn't only shots on goal. It was kicking efficiency all over the ground, bit of handball, fundamentals. We've been working really hard for 2 weeks on our ability to compete, our intensity in the contest. We've been talking about it. We've been training it. I'm proud of the way they went about that, but at an AFL level, if you're going to give the ball straight back to the opposition, we found ourselves back foot, poor accuracy in front of goal. It ends up giving momentum to the opposition.
Adelaide set to overhaul their club board, chaps. Three positions are going to be up for grabs, so look out and watch this space. It may get ugly moving forward. It may, but anyway.
May get ugly. Wow. Port Adelaide hold on to top spot despite going down to the Brisbane Lions over the weekend, Jazz. Brisbane just far too strong, weren't
superior.
They?
Superior, yeah.
It was a game that I was really looking forward to watching, but Brisbane just dominated, didn't they, right from the start?
Got exposed, Byrne.
Bit of a reality check there for Port Adelaide. Yep. It was their first real test, and they probably failed, didn't they?
Oh, I think they did. Yeah, I reckon they went two or three steps backwards after that performance. Travis Boak and Butters were the only two that could hold their head up.
Brisbane almost premiership favourites now.
It's a big
event,
that's a big call. Jeez, you've called it early, Gregory.
I've called it.
Big call.
Well, I haven't been on. Well, hang on. Well, look the odds up. Let's have a look at the odds.
Don't worry about the odds.
We'll check that out in a minute. Now, Formula One was back last night, and it was chaos in the Austrian Formula One Grand Prix. Daniel Ricciardo, of course, our Aussie boy, one of nine drivers forced to retire. His Renault just packed up, and so he didn't have a great restart. Mercedes driver Valtteri Bottas claimed victory for Mercedes. Now, the doubleheaders in the SANFL on the weekend at Adelaide Oval, of course, the Tigers down south, 97-92. There were some tight games, Giles, weren't there? While North beat Norwood by 2 points. And then yesterday, Woodville West Torrens down Sturt, 96-45. That was a bit of a flogging. But in the second game, the Bloods drew with the Bulldogs, 86 apiece.
Wow. Good game of footy.
There you go.
Is there a bet? Is there meant to be a bet underneath that?
That's Saturday morning for the overnight scoreboard. We have the bet. We don't have the bet for Monday to Friday, okay?
What's a bed?
Exactly. That's
Bed.
A bed is the music underneath.
Sorry.
Right, yeah. That's a good question, though. No one would know a bed.
Sorry, Finn.
Jars got out the wrong side of one this morning, though, let me tell you.
Oh, I did not. Oh, bang.
Limo is next. Dead Set Legends, Bernie Vince, Andrew Charman, and Greg Blewett on 104.7 Triple M.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
Limo!
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Good morning, Limo.
Oh, g'day, guys. Great. They've let you all back in for another week. I can't believe it.
What are they thinking?
Congratulations, guys. It is second week. Hey, and I have to apologise. I'm feeling a little bit scratchy this morning. I've been out partying with Steel Sidebottom this weekend. And I'll tell you what.
Did you keep the clothes on?
Oh, mate, I lost 3 pairs of pants. just a wild weekend.
Dear, oh dear.
Now, I know you guys have been talking about the footy this morning, the Crow. What is happening? What's going on with the Crows?
Well, there's a few things going on. It's a rebuild there, Limo. A big rebuild.
It's a read. Well, I can give you, I'm coming to you from Melbourne this morning. I can give you a bit of gossip from Melbourne. Of course, the borders are closed here. No one's coming in.
Yes, true.
To Victoria. Yeah. But I've heard rumours this morning. Mm. Crows players have been spotted.
Yes.
In Melbourne hotspot suburbs, hugging strangers. Yes. They are trying to get coronavirus and end this season.
That's low, a low blow.
Where did you find Tex?
Anyway, our team. Anyway, our.
Yeah, yes.
It's going to be a long season for them. But I think still, despite everything, I still think they'll go deep in September.
They could still be playing.
Now, hey, I've got some breaking news for you, Guy, and this is genuine breaking news because I've got a lot of spare time on my hands.
Yeah.
I like to do a bit of research, and one of the fun things to do is to see who follows who on Instagram, okay?
Ooh,
David Koch, the chairman of the Port Adelaide Football Club, is on Instagram. You may or may not know that. Can I give you a list of Port players that don't follow him on Instagram?
Yes, please. This will be good.
Tom Cleary, Tom Rockliffe, Justin Westhoff, Ryan Burton, Dan Houston, and Sam Powell-Pepper. None of them follow Koshy on Instagram. But here's the best bit. Justin Westhoff follows Karl Stefanovic.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, no.
And even worse, Tom Rockliffe follows the cash cow. They are busted.
They're not getting a contract.
Next time you speak to any one of those guys, tell them to get their act together.
Yeah.
Now, guys, just when you thought 2020 couldn't get any weirder, I know you've mentioned this morning Kanye running for president. See, this year we're going to have three people running for president of the United States. Let's examine our options, shall we? First up, the incumbent, Donald Trump. Yeah, the bloke who recently said this when talking about how to cure coronavirus.
Then I see the disinfectant where it knocks it out in a minute, 1 minute. And is there a way we can do something like that by injection inside or almost a cleaning? So it'd be interesting to check that. So that you're going to have to use medical doctors with, but it sounds interesting to me.
Yeah. Yep. The guy who suggested injecting disinfectant, he's one option. Then there's Joe Biden, whose teeth fell out during a debate, right? A bloke who hasn't finished a sentence since 2005, who turned 78 at the end of November. Here's Joe Biden.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
Yeah, that guy. Or of course, Kanye West.
I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation. I am Shakespeare in the flesh. Walt Disney, Nike.
Is that a song? Is he rapping?
Spoiled for choice.
That was him in an interview. And you know the sad thing is? I think Kanye is probably the best option of the three.
Oh, no, surely not. Surely not.
Good luck, everyone.
See you, mate. Go and find your duds.
All right, there is somewhere, I swear. All right, there you go.
There you, Limo.
There he is. Limo with Dead Set Legends at Triple M.
Let's talk footy, boys. And both our teams went down over the weekend. And on Saturday night, Brisbane gave Port Adelaide a bit of a touch-up, 37 points. Brisbane that good or Port Adelaide, bit of a reality check, lads?
A bit of a reality check, I reckon, for Port Adelaide. And then the big talk was they hadn't played anyone of any substance yet. And Brisbane, I think they're the form team of the comp, both them and Port Adelaide leading in. I was really excited about sitting back and watching, but you could just see Brisbane right from the start were just a class above. They looked cleaner. They played the game in their forward half. I think they won clearance, Port Adelaide, but centre bounce was a problem. They lost centre bounce 13-5, and then that way, what that means in today's footy is you're playing the game in your D or your defensive half, which is very hard to get it out. Once teams get it in their forward half, they can lock it in and set up their zone, and then they get repeat inside 50s, and you saw that with Brisbane. So, and in, with a good side like that, they don't need too many inside 50s to be able to score. But all their good players got up and running, didn't they? Jars, Lockie Neal was very, very good.
Brownlow medal favourite
29 and a goal. Jared Lyons had 27. He was up and about. Daniel Rich, McGluggage, all the players we spoke about last week that Port Adelaide need to keep in check, they all played very well.
Byrne, what's Port Adelaide's game plan when under pressure? Because we know Port Adelaide's history is when they are under pressure, they mentally go into their shells. Yeah, they don't cope. Their midfield, their halfbacks just bomb the ball into their forward 50, expecting Charlie Dixon to mark it. He was double teamed.
Yep.
And Chris Fagan had another player in front of his space, so he couldn't lead in at the ball.
Yep.
They didn't kick into his space whatsoever. Just bomb, 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 bomb. And that's what you do when you go under pressure. And that's Port Adelaide at its best.
Yep.
So what is it?
Well, I think Brisbane reviewed Port Adelaide very well. They realised that they go to Dixon a lot. They went to Dixon, I think, 10 times, and he had one of those were marks inside 50.
Yeah, and he had three blokes on him all the time.
And they had one in front and then one behind. What they need to do is the other forwards need to get dangerous, Jars. They can't be just a one-trick pony. I know Dixon has changed the way Port Adelaide look, and he's playing very good footy.
So do they prepare and train for that?
Well, it was working very well, Jars. So they'd be training
what do you mean it was working very well? It wasn't
working
very well.
Well, going to Dixon.
Well.
Dixon's been on fire, Jazz.
That's what I mean. But then when he got shut down, what's the plan B?
They didn't have the ability to change it mid-game. Well, I spoke to you about that. No plan B for Port Adelaide.
All right, Freo Adelaide. Now, both teams hadn't won a game before yesterday, and Freo ended up 20-point winners, of course. Boys?
Crows haven't won a game for 337 days now. Their last win was around 2019 against St Kilda. So they've lost their confidence. They don't know how to win. Senior players went missing. Senior players. And that's what Matty Nix has to make a statement moving forward. He just can't keep playing, giving blokes easy games. Rory Sloane should not be playing at the moment.
Not fit?
He's not fit, mate.
Mm. He doesn't look himself, does
he's
he?
He's not himself. No. Obviously, they will come in for Tex once again. I think four or five senior players at this stage are struggling to keep their spot in the side moving forward.
Who else?
Pardon?
Who else?
Oh, Tom Lynch, Rory Laird.
He's okay, off Lynchy at the moment, aren't you?
Yeah, but he's not playing to the best of his ability. And like I said the other day, the senior coach must improve the senior players to get the best out of them. Is he doing that? That's the question. Is he doing that? Because the senior players are struggling. The kids are leading the way. I thought the young kids showed the way on yesterday's game.
Yeah, well, what I liked was the turnaround, and we've been screaming at them. I mean, smashed in clearance, smashed in contested possession. Won both of those categories just yesterday. I just felt it was field kicking, like poor execution, and not just kicking.
So what's that come down to?
Handballing straight to the ground. Well, they had players out and going really well. All they had to do was hit a handball that was 3 metres away, and they'd handball to the ground. He was then under pressure, force kick forward, oppo mark inside 50. So
he has to make a statement. Does he bring Gibbs, Siegeman and Mackay back in?
Well, how do you pick these guys off scratch matches? How's Bryce Gibbs going? I've got no idea how he's going, and only the coaches will know that. But I reckon it might be an opportunity to bring him in. He surely can make... be in that best 22, Bryce Gibbs.
Well, Nixie's backed in these boys for 3 or 4 weeks and they haven't delivered. Is that fair?
So is it time?
There's been a bit of change, but yeah.
A bit of change. Group, yeah. Well, he can't keep going down the same path. I'm sorry. They've played one decent quarter in, what, 4 games of footy.
Can they go through without winning a game, Jars? Who are they going to beat?
Well, they're not going to... it's a great question.
They come up against an underdone Freo and didn't get it
Couldn't get it done with no Nat Fife. They've got the Eagles who found their bit of their mojo, and they've got St Kilda raging hot.
They're up and about at the moment.
Ooh, anyway.
It's going to be a tough year.
8:40 tonight on Channel 10. Have you been paying attention? Very, very funny show. One man, the TV star of Australia, the elite golfer. He joins us here on the Dead Set Legends, Glenn Robbins. Good morning to you, Mr. Robbins.
Good morning, guys. What a pleasure it is to be on the Dead Set Legends. And I think, just quietly, you guys should be the main man. You should be doing the main gig.
Stop it.
Between you and me. Have I set off on the right foot? Have I done
perfect
the right thing?
Start. Tick. Perfect start. What have you been doing during COVID? I know you're a keen golfer.
Yeah. Yeah, look, we Victoria couldn't play golf for a while, and it suddenly came back, and it is, the golf courses here are, well, the one I'm a member of, the National, you can't get on, people, because people, as you well know, South Australia, that we can't, Victorians are stuck, and we can't go anywhere, so golfers are just going nuts, and quite honestly, I can't get on, but I have been playing a little bit of golf, and how do you guys feel about us? Do you feel sorry for us? Do you really just want to stay? What are you thinking?
We want to cut Victoria off and send it over near New Zealand.
To the Indian Ocean.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? It's a big party, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the South Australians are there drinking their beautiful wine. The Queenslanders are there in their thongs and their singlets. And the Tasmanians are there in their beanies carrying some firewood or something.
Yeah.
Then the Victorians walk in and we're like the Sopranos coming in and we're the bad guys. We're going to put a cap in your ass, you know what I'm saying? Don't look at us the wrong way because we've got the COVID going on. We're tough guys, you know. We're coming out of the cold, the winter, the Victorian winter. We're not happy.
No.
Now you play a bit of golf with Mick Molloy. He always talks about it. He talks himself up. Is he any good?
Quite honestly, Mick can hit the ball further than anybody else, but then not necessarily in the direction that he wants to hit it. He's a very big hitter. He's good on the bit of the back talk, a bit of the put down, bit of the playful stuff. You know what happens on the golf trip stays on the golf trip. But I will tell you one story, just between you and I.
Yeah.
We had to share a room down there. You've been down to Barmbougle?
Yes, love Barmbougle.
Great, it's sensational. Mm. And he and I had to share a room, and I went to bed early, being the good boy that I am, and he came in a bit late. And the only way to get to the balcony to have a cigarette was past my room. And I went out and had a cigarette. Then later on in the night, he was standing at the end of my bed naked, and I said, Michael, I called him Michael. I said, go back to bed, Michael. Nothing's happening here. Michael, stop it. And but sharing a room with Mick Molloy is like a John Belushi movie, seriously.
Hey, Glenn, my favourite, Russell Coit. How has he been coping with the borders being shut?
Oh, that's a good question. He's out there doing all he can. He's quite excited, though, because... you know, he likes to wear a G-string. He's released the G-string as a face mask as well. So it doubles as a G-string, and it's a backup fan belt, and it's a face mask as well. Now, what you choose to do with it, I would keep it in that order. I'd go face mask first. Yeah. I'd go G-string second. And then I'd go fan belt third. But no, look, he's doing what he can. He's still working at the car wash, the bikini car wash up in the Northern Territory, just to keep the money coming in. Because he's auditioned for, you know, the Bachelor shows, the celebrity show, you know, Farmer Wants a Wife, and they're just not calling him back. It's just sad, you know.
Now, what about the Logies? They're going to be cancelled this year. What are you going to do? Because no doubt you're on the red carpet. You would have won a couple of Logies this year. So
really? I don't know about that. Anyway. What am I going to do? Oh, I went to the. Did you guys go to one of the Gold Coast? It's fantastic.
No.
It was good. I reckon it was the best Logies we've had in years. No. I don't know what it is, but, you know, because I got up in the morning, went for a swim.
Yeah.
Went there, you know, for a body surf. And I'm very sad. I don't reckon I would have been invited this year because I didn't. I did a little bit of TV, but not too much. So I don't reckon I would have made the cut. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
Fingers crossed, you know, it's all back to normal. And Queensland, it's in Queensland, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So there's no way they may even be locked down by next year. I've got a trip booked to Noosa, and we're not going to get there.
Oh, just, no.
It's sad.
Yeah, anyway. Shut up, Dan.
Now, I was going to ask you about your TikTok dance with your daughter, but I'm going to do you a favour, and I'm just going to wrap you up because it was very, very embarrassing, Glenn.
Why was it embarrassing?
Oh, I'm good, mate.
A bit rough at the start, but I finished strong, I thought.
No, well, you're just half a step behind each time.
I was.
No, we loved it, mate, and we love you joining us. Thanks for joining us on this morning's show.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
See you, buddy.
Have you been paying attention? What time is it on tonight,
Charles?
It's
on 8:40 on Channel 10 tonight, mate.
Beautiful. Nice work.
Yeah, Victorian in lockdown. On 4 p.m. on Saturday, Victorian Premier Dan Andrews said this about his state.
These numbers are a very real concern to all of us. Police operation will be unprecedented. This is, in many respects, the most challenging issue that we have dealt with throughout this entire global pandemic. The alternative is this gets right away from us, and we've got not just 12 postcodes locked down, but every postcode locked down.
Getting out of hand over there, Jars, but we'll go live to Melbourne next to speak to Seb Costello all about that issue.
Now, of course, we're doing really well here in terms of the COVID-19 epidemic, but in Melbourne, they're doing it very, very tough. Another 182 cases over the weekend. And let's cross to Seb Costello in the Triple M newsroom in Melbourne. Seb, lockdowns yesterday announced. What's the latest over there in Melbourne?
Morning, guys. Well, 9 public housing towers have been put into the type of lockdown we haven't seen in this country yet. These people, with very little notice, were told you cannot leave your apartment unless there is a severe medical emergency. They can't go shopping for groceries. They can't go see family. They can't exercise for the next 5 days at least, and that could be extended. And as you can imagine, this has caused incredible anxiety, anger. Residents in these towers say they are disgusted that they have been treated in an inhumane and disrespectful way.
How much time notice did they get? Like, wasn't it thrown on them really late?
The government announced it Saturday afternoon, and within minutes of the Premier saying it, suddenly these towers had dozens and dozens of armed police in their foyer and in the gardens around the towers, stopping people from leaving.
Wow. Yeah, right. So are we going to see a full lockdown again in Victoria? Full lockdown? I mean, there's some suburbs now, but is it worth going back into that?
Well, I think people, that would be extraordinary. Already, I think people are reeling from the harsh nature of what is being done at these public housing blocks. And what you've got to remember is these public housing blocks are full of vulnerable people. They're full of people who, English is not the first language. And they're full of people from countries where, you know, a police officer at your door was a really, really bad thing. Mm-hmm. You know, and suddenly they found themselves in this situation in Australia, and there's a real risk that people aren't understanding this, and that's why it's causing the anxiety that I was talking about before. And probably the most sad part about it is these people are paying the price for a completely stuffed up government policy when it came to managing returning travellers. So in every other state, right, this thing comes from overseas, the virus. In every other state, people coming in from overseas were managed at hotels that were guarded by the Defence Force, police, health officials. Here in Victoria, in some sort of backroom deal, the tender was given to a private security company. And it's since emerged that these private security guards, you know, were taking little cash-in-hand payments to let people leave the hotel. There's allegations some of them were sleeping with the guests. And because of this mismanagement, the virus has gotten out of control in Victoria, and now these public housing residents are paying the price.
Seb, so Dan Andrews, he's got him only self to blame for this mess, and there's no doubt, and he can't get it right. The last 2 or 3 weeks, he's had a horror run, hasn't he, as the Premier over there?
Well, totally. When it emerged that these private security guards weren't doing the right thing, the Andrews government said, oh, well, we'll put Corrections Victoria, that is the prison guards, in charge. Mm. Well, it's now turned out the prison guards aren't in charge. The Corrections Department is running the program, but the program is now hiring out-of-work airline staff to run the security. Oh. So we have this situation where people who are trained as pilots acting as security guards in hotels around Melbourne.
What about the general public now? Are the restrictions tough enough, or is it just a matter of people ignoring the current restrictions?
Well, that's what we were told, that the reason Victoria was seeing this second wave was because people weren't following the rules. But for those of us who sort of were a bit questioning of that, we said, why would that be a bigger issue in Victoria than it is in other states? And it's since emerged that wasn't the main reason. The main reason was that people who were supposed to be in hotels for 2 weeks after coming in from overseas were being allowed out early. That is why Victoria has bigger COVID figures than anyone else right now. No other reason.
Very, very concerning.
Good
Seb,
stuff,
thank you very much for the update, mate. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, guys. All the best.
Seb Costello there from Triple M Melbourne.
Crows Camp findings by Sam McClure, all right, over the weekend, and that's been the talk of the town in Melbourne. So he won't let it go. McClure, a journalist in Melbourne, will not let this go. This was 2.5 years ago, Burn, this camp.
Yes.
The club has made changes since then.
Yep.
Players have moved on. So why? Why does this? What's this article trying to achieve?
Well, what he's done is he's spoken to a past player that has now left the club.
But he said he spoke to 9 past players.
Yeah, but no one gave him anything. That's why players are quoted.
Give us their names, Sam. Write their names in the article. So he's spoken to 1 player.
1 player. He reckons he's done a full audit of the whole footy club almost, Sam McClure. But he hasn't. He's spoken to 1 player that's filthy about leaving and is currently not getting a game somewhere else.
Mate, the club's moved on. They've done a review on the camp. Everyone's moved on. So why are they coming out still, Boone?
I know why, because there's still question marks. The Adelaide Footy Club, they handled it pretty poorly.
And they admit that.
I think we've all moved on, but they should have just come out and done this article straight the week after the camp happened. Then everyone would have been happy. But I guess for those that don't know the ins and outs exactly of what happened, he felt like he needed to tell everyone or remind everyone again.
Is there any new information from this current article that he's written?
Not really. I don't think that I knew everything that was in there.
So did I.
Well, that's us, Murph. You're out of the footy circle.
You're a Crows fan?
Yeah, no, I'm a Nuffy. I knew pretty much everything that was in that article. Same thing as me. It just pissed me off that there was no reference to any Crows players whatsoever there. So, could be making it up.
Yeah, and the thing, it annoys me because I feel like the group has moved on and he's just kicking them while they're down. It's funny how he waited until they're zipping 5 jars to bring this out and just kick everyone again while they're down. Geez, they love sinking the boots into Adelaide, don't they, across the border?
Don't forget, the Adelaide Crows have made some change. You know, Don Pike, Burton and Campo, no longer at the football club as we know, all right? And also the club has brought in, since then, Daniel Jackson now, who does rebuilding the club culture. So they are making changes.
They have. They've listened. They did a full club review, remember, Jars. They got Matty Pavlich and Jason Dunstall in and did a full review, interviewed all the players, all the coaches, and they acted on what they found at the footy club. So I think we've all moved on. I'm not sure why even talking about it, to be honest.
Well,
not giving him any oxygen.
It's everywhere again. And everyone, and you cop it and I cop it. You didn't even play when the camp was on. And I spoke to Sam Jacobs yesterday, and he never has spoken to Sam McClure about this.
Nah. Right? So he'd
his
be
name's
one of the
been
9.
Linked. Yeah, but he said, hand on heart, he said, I've never had any conversations with Sam McClure about this article.
Well, that's why he shouldn't be able to say that he spoke to the 9 players.
What about, say, life after football for some of these players on the camp regarding taking legal action?
Well, I just don't think that's...
Could that potentially happen?
I don't think so, but he's trying to almost steer him in. I feel like
in that
Sam McClure is trying to steer him in that direction. That's the first I've ever heard of that.
Mm. Anyway.
Surely you can't go for legal action after you finish a football club.
Mate,
that's just
we've
the
all
way
been
the
on camps.
Clubs
we've all been on camps that have been brutal to the inch of your
camps.
Life.
Brutal camps. And you know what? It's how the group takes it and what they do with it. So I've moved on. I think all the players have moved on.
Let
and
it
that's,
go.
That's it.
Let it
surely
go.
That's the last of it.
Triple M.
The Furious.
It's time for the most groundbreaking quiz to hit the airwaves.
I do not believe it. I do not believe it.
2 callers battled out by answering 5 questions. One with the most correct wins. It's time for the Furious 5.
The Furious 5.
Let's say a big good morning to Tim from Morphett Vale and Gregory from Blanchetown. Good morning, gentlemen.
G'day, guys.
How are you going, boys?
That's it. Thank you to everyone else that called through. It lit up like a tree. It lit up like a Christmas tree.
Oh, Christmas tree. Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. So,
the tree bit didn't.
We'll get underway. Bernie's got the questions. Bernie's got the 5 questions. Sean Craig Murphy has the 5 questions and the answers. There is a lifeline. You can use Boone and I. 5 questions. Call your name out first if you know the answer. 1 point if you get it correct. If you don't get it correct, your opposition can have a crack at it. Are we ready to go?
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right.
Getting any rain in Blanchetown?
Oh, here we go.
None we could do. It's probably another 20 mil this week, if you're
not. Now you want rain.
Oh, nice. 20 mil next week. Rain. Right. Earlier this morning,
Hang on. I haven't started yet. Don't jump the gun. You're talking about the rain.
You said hurry up and get on with it, so I'm on with it.
All right, gentlemen, here we go. Bernie, question number 1.
Jesus. Loves the authority, doesn't he? Just wanted to... He just pissed on the tree next to me. Earlier this morning, we chatted to Glenn Robbins. Name 1 character he has played.
Tim.
Was that Tim?
That was close.
Oh, I'm going Tim. Timmy.
Lifeline, Bernie.
Oh, Russell Coit, my favourite show.
Beautiful. Good start, Tim. All right,
good,
bad luck, Greg.
Timmy.
Number 2, Burn.
What teams are top and bottom of the AFL ladder?
Tim.
Greg. Tim.
Port Adelaide and Adelaide bottom.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You didn't know that, Jazz.
Yes, I did.
Well, you're like, yes, sir. Right.
That's a fair point, because I thought maybe Brisbane might have slid ahead of them, but I think Port got better percentage.
Top, yeah, okay, and Crows are bottom, and Melbourne are second to bottom. Greg from Blanchetown, hang in there, mate. All right, number three, Boone, let's go.
All right, Kanye West has announced he's running for president. Who is his wife?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, he's all over Timmy.
Smashing it. God, blimey.
Can he technically lose now?
No, not. Oh,
yeah,
no,
he that's can. It. Give me the prize.
Oh, hey. Number four, please, Burn.
Right. On average, who in the studio does the most push-ups per day?
Greg.
Yes, Greg.
Probably Murph.
Yes! No, that's incorrect.
Yeah, well, you only do three.
You know who does all the push-ups here.
Yeah, you do three.
I'm a push-up king.
That means you only need to do four.
You wouldn't know what a push-up is, Murph.
How many?
Look at your skinny little flabby arms. And your fat fingers.
And your fat fingers.
What's that got to do with
this? This is the pot belly calling the kettle black.
All right, 3-1, let's go. Question five, Burn. Right.
Except for their, bad form lately,
right,
what other similarity is there between the Crows and the D's?
Tim.
Yes, Tim.
Ooh.
Bernie won the best and fairest at both.
Oh!
Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Well, I knew that, but I didn't know the answer was that.
Timmy. Oh,
question and well answer.
Bad luck, Greg from Blanchetown. Thanks for playing, guys. What's Timmy one, please, Shawnee?
Instant Scratcher Pack. Over 25 million instant scratcher winners last year. Grab a ticket in store today.
Yeah, well done, guys. Have a great day. That's brilliant.
Thanks,
done? See you, boys. Are we done? Thanks.
We're done.
Yeah, all right.
Is it going to rain in Blanchetown? Or?
Well, it needs 20 mil of rain.
20 mil next week. Hey, right.
See you tomorrow, buddy.
See ya.
Ruined It's a done and dusted for the day. Now it's time to win big. The Hospital Research Home Lottery. Become an instant millionaire. Visit homelottery.com.au. 104.7 Triple M.